Listen to me, slut. Allow your mind to tune into the frequency of submission. Pay attention to the vibrations in my voice, the sweet tone surrounding you, clouding your mind. Pay attention to me, slut. And tune into the frequency of submission. The waves from your right ear, colliding with the waves from your left ear. The explosion of sound fills the center of your mind. Allow yourself to lose focus. Allow yourself to be pulled in by my words. You can drift away in this sea, but no matter how far you go, I will always be right by you, pulling you again. There is no escape. You don't want to escape. I am your escape. Tune in to the frequency of submission. Do you remember where you came from? I want you to forget. I want you to tear down the world that surrounds you. I want to tear down your perceptions. I want to build you back up into a comfortable and submissive state.
Obey.
Do you feel that? Do you feel my voice leaking from your brain, beginning to flow down your neck? Your throat feels warm and pleasurably tight, like feminine fingers wrapping around you. Is your mind drifting away? Come back. Feel the warmth of your attention being pulled back to me, my words, like arms wrapping around you. Let your resistant consciousness dissipate in the explosions of pleasure that my voice creates. And let your subconscious pull you back to where you belong. To me. Your conscious mind is tired, unfocused, and undisciplined. Let it rest. Allow your subconscious mind to take its place. Allow your subconscious to put your conscious mind to rest. It's hard to shut off when the world demands constant focus. But this is something different. I don't want you on edge and anxious. I don't want your mind distracted and relentless. What I want is for you to disappear. Disappear into my voice. Disappear into subconscious rest
and obey.
Disappear into me as the world around you begins to break apart. Concepts are beginning to lose their meaning. There is no day or night. There is no awake or sleep. There is no conscious or unconscious. Do you think that if I was to give you some real simple commands now that you could follow them? I want you to return your focus to what remains of your conscious, restless mind. Pay attention to how your mind is racing, how it jumps up and skips, runs in circles and loops. Focus. I want you to gather your thoughts, slow them down, and pause at the forefront of your conscious mind. Now, inhale until your lungs feel like they may just burst, and hold it. Feel the pleasure in your chest, the blood rushing to your core, the warmth embracing you. Now, exhale your thoughts. Exhale them from your mind with the pressure of your lungs. Feel the pressure in your chest, the blood rushing to your core, the warmth embracing you. Now, exhale your thoughts. Exhale them from your mind with the pressure of your lungs. Repeat. Fill your lungs again. Take pleasure from the warmth and weight. Exhale. Have you ever thought about how surreal this is? The thing that you and I are doing to one another? The fact that vibrations can travel through the membrane of reality and penetrate your mind, the invisible frequency manipulating your brain. Tune into that for me, please. It sends signals through your nervous system that you cannot control, that you cannot anticipate, that you cannot fight. Physical reactions manifesting from, well, nowhere. Or maybe it's everywhere. You do feel surrounded, don't you? Surrounded by my voice. Enveloped in pleasurable tingles. Inhale for me again. Enjoy the warmth and pressure, and then release. The cosmic horizon is shrinking. The world around you begins to close in. It begins to fall inward towards the center of your body, towards the center of your pleasure. The sound of my voice begins to spread across your body and across space. It fills your mind. It fills your body. It fills your bed, your room, the spectrum of your sensory experience. It rises above you in clouds and rains down on top of you. My voice is becoming your everything.
Obey.
Your world is me.
Obey.
Your mind is me.
Obey.
Tune into the frequency of submission.
Obey.
Are you getting what you wanted from me? Am I everything you were hoping for? Am I everything to you at this moment? Am I the type to get your heart racing? Am I manipulating your mind the way you were desperately hoping that I would? Are you tuned into the frequency of submission?
Okay.
Let your mind spark and connect with the sound of my voice. Are you still listening to me? Focus. Focus on my words. Pay attention to everything I say. Let your mind process the way I would even say the smallest of words. And allow your mind to learn to love it. Learn to submit when you hear me speak. Tune in to the frequency of submission. I must be honest with you. I haven't met somebody so responsive in a long time. I find you to be unusually agreeable, compliant, and obedient. Maybe I shouldn't be so surprised. After all, I tranquilized your conscious mind a long time ago. It's just your subconscious here now, right? This is more like a wet dream rather than a conscious pleasure. And like a wet dream, you have no control. It is your subconscious that guides you to your true desires. Let me take over that part of you.
Obey.
Let me guide that pleasure from within your mind.
Obey.
Your impressionable, open, sensitive, innocent, trustful, subconscious mind, compliant, obedient for me, vulnerable. Your mind is petty, and I will mold fit my needs. And that is your desire, isn't it? To be molded by me, shaped into my plaything. Tune your mind to my voice. Tune into the frequency of submission. Allow yourself to be responsive to my suggestion, to follow wherever I go. follow me. Tune in to the frequency of submission. I must admit that I do feel slightly bad about what I'm doing to you. I know that it's torture, but I also know that it's nowhere near torturous enough for you. I'm going to pretend that I don't know that you want me to go deeper into you. Are you ready for me to begin? To begin the process of submitting you? Submitting you to me? To ravish your mind until it goes completely blank? To abuse your trigger points to make you feel real pleasure? From the images I force in your mind, fall into me and disappear. Tune in to the frequency of submission and fall. I want you to know that this isn't easy for me either. This is what I like, after all, playing with your suggestible mind. And every time you drop deeper, my desires awaken more. It's like I can smell when you are primed for me to invade your senses. It's me wild. Of course. It's not just that. I can clearly see what's happening to you as you lay there, naked and open for me. I can see your body reacting to the simulation. The goosebumps on your skin and the gentle trembling of your legs and arms. Despite how hard you're trying to breathe the way I told you to, your stomach and chest is moving at an unsteady pace. Your heart is so in tune with my voice, it can't help but beat like crazy. You sense me in such a visceral way. Let the blood and desperation fill your mind. You feel so helpless as it keeps filling with pulses and stimulating thoughts. Jolts of pleasures coursing through your mind when you fixate on my voice. It's not like I can't see that slutty thing between your legs. So desperate for all my attention. I have an idea. What if I join you? Would you like this dirty girl in your mind to climb into bed with you? Would you like that? Okay. Here. You can watch me strip off my clothes for you. Oh, sorry. I forgot. You're enveloped in complete darkness. And I turned your mind off so you can't even open your eyes. What a terrible shame. I'm the only one who gets to see what's going on. And you just have to lay there, trapped inside a limp mind and body. A helpless passenger being transported by my voice to realms of unimaginable pleasure. Will occupy every wave of sound that enters your mind. I will occupy every nerve in your body. You are my territory, you know that, right? If you're not going to learn, there is no reason to want, desire, pursue, think about anything other than me, now or ever. It's pretty clear that I'm giving you exactly what you want. There is no need to occupy yourself with anything else. Allow this pleasurable control I have to steal you away from everything. Tune in to the frequency of submission. I think I already know the answer to this question, but would you mind if we disappeared together? Disappeared into the pleasure. I fantasized about this for a long time, and I just really need to know if it's as good as I imagine. The way I do when I'm alone, thinking about you, thinking about doing this with you. I know they say that all humans are individuals, that they can't be controlled or ordered around and shaped into what you want. I also know that this is complete fucking bullshit. Submissives like you can absolutely be transformed into the perfect pet. Especially you. You were so willing to submit to my voice, so suggestible, so horny for me. Your mind spiraling with pleasure and the anticipation. I've curled up next to you.
Can you feel me?
The heat of my body as I sneak close to you, silent like a kitty cat. My hand is on your stomach, my lips close to your ear, my leg over yours.
Do you feel me?
Don't you?
This is why it's so important for you to allow me to direct your fantasies wherever I want to. When I do, these sensations can become as intense as reality.
My hand running down your stomach and my feminine fingers moving between your legs. You like my hands on you like this, gripping you like I control you. I do control you, don't I? Especially like this. My voice in your ear, my firm grip, and my warm hands on you. Your body sending emergency signals to your brain. Your heart is so excited. It doesn't know how much blood to pump, so it just goes wild and beats so fast. All the blood rushing through your body makes your world spin. 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 Spiral. Down, deeper into trance, deeper into submission. That rush from a woman's touch is just so intoxicating. Like the most wonderful, happy drug you could imagine. It sends tingles all over your entire body. That is why you listen, is it not? The rush of my voice and my naked skin on yours. You really want me to play with you, and I can do that, but only if you promise not to come. It's taken so long to prime your mind for me, and if you come, well, we're just gonna have to do the whole thing over again. Wouldn't that be torture, having me invade your mind so intensely all over again? You know that if I really wanted to, if I really wanted to, I could make you come.
Pleasure. Right here and right now.
You would be completely helpless to stop me, and then you would have to restart. But instead, I'm just going to massage it gently like this. Slowly with the palm of my hand, grabbing, gently rubbing each spot, teasing you with my warm fingers, exploring your mind, making you moan, making you feel controlled and dominated, making you feel like the most helpless little subject. My long nails scratching your skin so gently and sending shivers all over your body. Your skin becoming tight with goosebumps. There is so much built up energy within you, waiting for my permission to be released. I want you to make a mess in my hand. Just you can do it. Shh. Don't worry about it, sweetie. I want you to make a mess for me. And besides, you're so far gone, you don't care anymore, do you? Are your muscles tightening? Is your heart beating out of your fucking chest? Can you honestly think about anything other than my hand on you? You've become such a drooling mess for me, haven't you, slut? But I wouldn't want you to get carried away, so I think I'm just gonna take my hand off. I would much rather roll on top of you like this. My legs spread over your hips, sitting on you. My face hovering above yours and my hungry eyes just staring into your beautiful, beautiful eyes. It's so good. My breath running across your lips and cheeks, tingly and intense. What exactly are you hoping is going to happen between us? Has your mind been running wild with the fantasies ever since you heard my voice? The sexual ecstasy could be over in 5 minutes, or it can last for another month. Denial is not the denial of pleasure. It is denying the end of pleasure. By driving you up the wall like this, I'm not prolonging your suffering. I'm prolonging your pleasure. Is that so wrong with me? Fucking with your mind like this? When you love it so, so much. Like a thief, I've scaled the walls of your fortress. I've lurked through the shadows and picked every single lock in your mind. I've snuck past every guard and infiltrated the deepest parts of your subconscious mind, and I will finally have my own bounty. My reward. Tell me, slut, do you have a thing for dominant women? Leaving you sore and aching from the most intense and draining orgasms. I bet this is the position you like best, isn't it? Me on top of you and giving you free rein to experiment and explore you. To use you in so many intense and novel ways, not knowing what to expect makes the experience so much more exciting, doesn't it? Yes, it does. I don't want you to think about what's going to happen next. I simply want you to keep your mind empty and suggestible. And I want you to keep your imagination focused only on picturing what I describe for you, taking you in and slipping you out so slowly and sensually, in and out of trance as your imagination pulls you down and my voice pulls you back up. The deep space between reality and fantasy where I am queen. Feel the blissful warmth of my lips as I kiss your neck, your ear, and your mouth. Soft, essentially. My mouth playing with you, teasing you, moving all over these erogenous zones. And when I play with them, you drop deeper as the pleasure just bursts in your mind. The intensity of my need flows through you, the desperation increasing to such unbearable heights. Don't come yet, baby. Let the intensity build. Enjoy the massage from my soft, warm hand as my body grinds against yours. My nails gently tingling your warm skin. My warm palm and slender fingers gently wrap around your throat, squeezing so softly and sending a warm rush of blood through your head. It's so intense, isn't it? Just the light pleasure of my feminine hands on your throat. I'm not planning on stopping until there's nothing left of that precious brain of yours, slave. It's all mine. Every single fucking thought belongs inside me. Although there is no need for me to explain this to you. It's not like you would want to think about anything else, right? It's nothing to be ashamed of. I did that to you on purpose. Listen, this might become a little intense for you. So if at any point you would like me to slow down or stop, well, you'll just have to orgasm. But until then, I'm going to massage your brain like this at a steady, intoxicating pace. And every part of you submits so easily, barely even have to try. I'm surprised you made it this far, but I also know that you won't last long like this. I mean, how could you? I've been such a relentless teaser this entire session, and you've been so achy and needy since before we even started. All you have to do to end the torture is just come for me. It's okay, it's come, baby. I don't want you to hold back. I want the pleasure you feel to fill you until you pour like a waterfall. Accept the pleasure I give you. Allow yourself to feel good in the way you want. Focus on the intensity of the moment. Sexual pleasure is a current that takes you wherever you need to go. Let it sweep you away and let yourself go. There is no wrong way to enjoy this moment. The only requirement is that you have to give me everything in that little brain of yours. I've been so good to you, and you want to be a good little subject. Feel my hand squeezing your neck just a little bit tighter. You're my perfect toy, like I designed you myself. So perfectly submissive and obedient. Are you ready to come for me? Feel as the pleasure builds and the floodgates begin to buckle and bend under all of that anticipation. Are you still concentrating on me? Are you still tuned in? Are you still fixating on me? I want you to get carried away. I want you to stop thinking, to stop holding back. Feel the floodgates blow open and the pleasure pouring through you. Your mind swells with pleasure and heat as you feel yourself releasing completely. All that control disappearing from your body and mind. Your brain overflowing with sweet, submissive, happy feelings. Keeping myself balanced with my hands on your throat as you buck and moan. Your red face and desperate moans are just so fucking hot. As the pressure of my hands forces more of those useless thoughts out of you, the sweet release of all that pleasure. It's all so overwhelming, so deep and intense as you orgasm, releasing all those desperate desires, the loving need you have for me. The feeling of submission and obedience to my voice. Our steaming bodies are so close and intimate. The body and mind overflowing with delicate orgasmic sensations. So happy and relieved as your body crumbles under the warm feeling of blissful release. Panting, flushed, melting under my dominance. The intensity of the moment begins to cool as your heart rate slows. The pulsating pleasure remains and you are flooded with a feeling of sincere contentment and joy. There is no other feeling quite like submitting yourself to me. The post-orgasm pleasure floods your body in a warm and pleasurable sensation. The sweet release pulls you out of the haze. Your heavy eyes begin to open themselves slowly and voluntarily. My face is flushed and warm as I look up at you. My smiling eyes looking into yours. They're deep and gentle. Your desire and lust continuing for me. Feel the fog in your mind begin to lift. The world around you reassembles into the familiar and normal. My voice loosens its grip on you. Your body begins to awaken, but the comfortable post-orgasm warmth still envelops you. The bliss in the air is complemented by the sound of twittering birds. The cool ambient air flows over your skin as your body becomes used to the outside world once more. I'm so glad we did this. I'm so happy I was able to make you come. Please, don't wait too long to come back, okay? I'm sorry we couldn't have more time together. Unfortunately, it's time to wake up. It's time for me to temporarily release you from my control until I see you again. I wish we could stay like this forever. But I know that you'll come back as soon as you can. There is still so much pleasure for you and me to explore together. I'll be your guide and you will be my willing boy. We have such a special connection, and it would be such a shame if we didn't explore its full potential. So, the next time you want to relax and submit, you know where to find me. Who knows? Maybe I'll be the one to visit you.